After 6 weeks of Lent, which culminated in Holy Week, we come to a hopeful announcement. Christ is risen. He is alive. Death has no power over him. The grave is empty.
先週週間の先週間というのを岡山市に全部で6週間の受難説を終えて、今日は希望に満ちたお知らせがあります。キリストは復活されました。彼は生きています。死は彼に打ち勝つことはできませんでした。お墓が空っぽです。
Today is a day of celebration. The resurrection of Jesus fulfills the prophecies of old, completes the story of the death and burial, and ensures that God has the victory.
今日はお祝いの日です。古い予言が、イエス様が復活するという予言がね、実現した日なんです。十字架でイエス様は死なれました。墓に埋められました。でも話はそこで終わったんじゃないんです。復活したんです。最初にこの復活というのは、神様が勝利したその復活なんです。
There is nothing in all of history that has or will ever compare with this.
これまでの歴史を振り返って、またこれから未来で起こる全てのことと比べても、この出来事に勝れることはありません。
For the people who confess, believe in, and claim to follow Jesus, this is the greatest part of our faith story.
イエス様を信じていると告白して、またイエス様を信じて、そしてイエス様についていくと宣言して、そうやって生きている人にとって、この復活という出来事は最も重要な出来事です。
Over the next 7 weeks, we will enter into the season of resurrection that is called Easter.
これから先の7週間はイースターと呼ばれる復活節になります。
The color of this season is white, which you can see in the front, which reminds us of the strips of white linen the disciples found left in the empty tomb. And it also symbolizes the purity of new life.
この受難節の後にやっている復活節、このテーマカラーは見てわかるとおり白です。この白というのは、イエス様がいたお墓、そこに弟子たちがいたときに布だけがあった。イエス様が触れていた布だけがあった。その布の色を表しています。またこの白っていうのは、新しい命の清らかさの象徴でもあります。
So over the next 6 weeks, 7 weeks, we are going to read and reflect on the stories of the disciples of Jesus, to whom his resurrection was revealed, and how it changed their lives and their faith.
これからの復活節、この季節の中で、いろんな弟子たちの話をに目を向けていきたいと思います。イエス様が復活された。そのことが彼らに、弟子たちに、どんな影響を与えたのか、彼らの信仰にどんな影響を与えたのか、それを学んでいきたいと思います。
Over the last several years here at Mito Church, we have told the story of his resurrection on this day, as we have just heard in the reading from John's Gospel in chapter 20, verses 1-18.
ここ数年間、毎年このイースターの日、復活祭の日では、先ほど生まれたヨハネの福音書20章、1節から18節、この箇所が読まれています。
But today we're going to tell the story in a different way. We will hear the stories of four people who were impacted by Jesus' life and ministry, his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
この箇所をもとにですね、今日は4人の登場人物が、聖書の登場人物のがこのイエス様の復活によってどんな影響を受けたのか、どんな風にその人生が変わったのか、それに目を向けていこうと思います。
And then we're going to have a chance to consider its meaning again.Both for the world and for our own lives.
また同時にこのイエス様の復活というのがこの世界にどんな意味を持っているのか、また自分たちの人生にどんな意味を持っているのか、そのことに目を向けていきたいと思います。
So as you hear these four stories today, we want to challenge you with this. Where do you find your own story, your own faith, your own struggles?And your own joys in your relationship with Jesus.
この4人の人のお話を聞く中で、皆さんに考えてもらいたいのが、イエス様との関係における皆さんの信仰、また皆さんの悩み、苦しみ、皆さんの喜び、そういったものはどういうところに見られるか。 自分と重なる部分はどういうところがあるのか、そういうことをちょっと意識しながら聞いていただけたらと思います。
As you listen to these stories, you may think, hey, that sounds like me. Or I felt that way before. Or I've had that same kind of experience with Jesus.
これから聞く4人の人の話を聞く中で、ああそれ分かる分かるとか、ね、あ自分も同じ経験をした、あその気持ちも分かるよって、そういうふうにこう共感する部分があるんじゃないかなと思います。
So whether you are already a disciple of Jesus now or you are here today and still trying to figure out who this Jesus is and if you can really believe him, I want you to listen to these stories and find your story in them。
ここに集まってくださった皆さんの、まあ、イエス様を信じてイエス様の弟子として生きている方々も、またはイエス様って一体誰なのか、それをこう探し求めている方々も、すべての人にとってこう話を聞く中で自分が重なるなと思う部分はどういうところがあるのか、それをこう考えながら見ていただけたらと思います。
And then when you find your story, celebrate again the resurrection power of Jesus and be encouraged to share your storyWith someone else today and this week.
でそういった重なる部分があって、イエス様の復活の力を知るときに、その素晴らしさを、ね、他の人と分かち合っていくことができたらと思います。
A Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said, Lord, give me some water to drink. The woman said, How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan, for waterJesus replied, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give will never be thirsty again. The Book of John, Chapter 4.
Hey, your life could change in an instant. I did when a Jewish man asked me.Samaritan or drink. I have been drinking from the same well for more years than I can count. For me, change seemed impossible. I didn't want it. But the well always left me thirsty. So I came back to it over and over.No one else could see me. I always came alone. I had no husband. He told the truth. The real part of my life. The one I tried to hide, but he looked right through me.And met me where I was. He wasn't ashamed of me. He wasn't angry. In my life, I thought I'd experienced love. I thought I was pretty good at finding it too. But I didn't even know what love was.On an ordinary day, I went to draw water and had a thirst quenched I didn't even know I had. I don't know if they'll believe me, but I gotta try. I gotta tell them I found the Messiah. Rather,He found me.
Just right there. Scared us at first. But then again, at this point, why were we so surprised?I guess that kind of tells you how frustrating we were to him at times. We'd seen him do so many things. Miracles. Why did we act so shocked? I asked him if I could walk to him. And when did he ever say no to us? Never. Not once. And so I got out of that boat, just hopped out of it like we were on land or something. And that's when I felt the wind. It felt like it just went straight through me. All my confidence just slipped out of the bottom of my feet. You should have heard them when he rode into Jerusalem. I can still hear them. Hundreds just lining the streets, chanting it over and over and over and over and over and over. Hosanna in the highest. Salvation has come. And they finally felt it. They finally celebrated him. And I already knew him. I knew he is the kind of king who reaches out and pulls you up, even if you have doubts. The one who always comes to help us. The one who always saves you when you call his name.
My father once told me, privilege is the power to open doors in my life. However, that all changed the day I met a man who had great power, but denied all privilege. He didn't ride in with fanfare, procession. He didn't ride in at all. He walked like everyone else. But he wasn't like everyone else. He touched the people that no one else would even look at. He ate meals with people that others felt only disdain for. I came to know him. Yet I found him at a distance. And they talk nonsense about me. But I love him. I wouldn't expect out of the shadows to follow him. I fear coming. Stay in the shadows any longer. Afraid of what people will think of me. On that cross. And Golgotha. His body just hanging, waiting for a soldier to take him down, throw him in a pit to be buried with criminals. But I will not let that happen. Pilate could kill me just for asking for the body. It may cost me everything. If I get Pilate's permission, then I will go get his body and place it in my tomb. I must do this one thing. At least this one thing. This is my tomb, where I was supposed to be buried. And today, it will be used. Jesus will fill up the grave meant for me. hard to be judged for one mistake. What I'll be remembered for, I guess. Always the doubter.
That's not who I am.
I have a zeal for Jesus. I always have. When Lazarus died, no one wanted to return to Bethany with Jesus. The atmosphere there was volatile, dangerous. Jesus said he'd show us his glory. I assumed we'd all die there. Still, I'm the one who said, let's go. But then came this room. That night. At the time, none of us understood as we sat at that gate. This is my body. This is my blood. He raised the dead. He cast out demons even. What could he possibly mean? I didn't doubt it when he told me he was dead. And how can you not doubt someone coming back to life? Some didn't doubt. But for me, it was harder. Maybe it was just that I didn't want to be disappointed. Many came after me who believed without seeing what I saw. Jesus called them blessed. Yes, I touched the place of the nails. The hole in his side. Such definitive proof that I cried out, my Lord, my God. But that wasn't the only amazing thing. The Almighty One, he came back for me. He didn't want to leave me behind in my doubt. He says, I'm worth that. And I'll follow him anywhere for the rest of my life.
Jesus.
How sweet the sound, how magnificent the name,
how miraculous the fact
that changed the world forever.
Celebrated as the king with cheers, excitement, laughter.
He's coming. He'll save us.
But then the darkness knocked on his door.
He opened it. He let it in.
He didn't save himself from torture and death.
This was his blood.
This was his body.
Poured out for everything I'd ever done.
He was laid in total darkness.
We were alone, without hope.
We thought it was over. Until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't.
There is no grave they can hold.
That immovable stone moved.
Dark grave filled with light.
He came back for me. He overcame everything I couldn't.
My sin, the grave meant for me.
The penalty that I was supposed to take.
The end of me.
Now has a beginning.
His triumph.
His death.
His reign.
His heart.
He conquered death.
And the miracle that was meant for the whole world.
It's also the miracle just for me.
Just for me.
Just for me.
Jesus. How sweet the sound.